Oz summoned everyone the very next day.
"Scarecrow first," he said.
He took the scarecrow's head and tipped in a handful of pins.
"This will make you as sharp as a pin."
And the scarecrow felt very wise. Next came the Tin Man.
"Here is your heart,"
Oz said, giving him a heart-shaped cushion.
"It's a very kind one."
The Tin Man beamed. Then Oz produced a green bottle.
"This is courage,"
he told the lion. The lion gulped it down.
"Now I feel brave," he roared.
Finally, Oz led Dorothy to a basket.
"I mended my balloon,"
he said.
"We'll fly home."
He lit a fire and hot air swelled the balloon. The basket began to lift.
"Hurry,"
Oz cried to Dorothy. But she was looking for Toto. She swept him up and ran to the basket. Just as she reached it, a rope snapped and the balloon took off.
"Come back,"
she called. It was too late.
"Now I'll never get home,"
she wept. Her friends hated to see her so unhappy. The scarecrow racked his new brains.
"I know," he said. "Wish for the magic monkeys to take you."
But they couldn't help.
"We can't leave this land,"
they exclaimed. Then a soldier spoke up.
Why not ask the good witch Glinda?"
So Dorothy and her friends set off once more.